I'm so thankful God has blessed us. I'm so thankful for a lot of things. And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to pray. And then we're going to give you a chance again to say what you're thankful for, like we've been doing at Thanksgiving season for a whole bunch of years. But before we do that, let's pray together. Father, we are thankful. As we have just sung, we are so thankful. So thankful to you for so much, O God, the plan to redeem humanity. So thankful for your Son. So thankful for the shed blood on Calvary's tree. So thankful, Almighty God, that when Jesus left here, He didn't leave us alone, but the Holy Spirit of God came and joined and filled us up and built the church. And so, Father, we're so thankful for your gifts this morning. So thankful for the Word of God. So thankful for your church. Not just this gathering, but your church. People gathering in this town and in the next and in the next and all over the globe. So thankful this morning, Father, for your church. Some of them are persecuted. So thankful, Lord, that you're standing in there with them. And they've not given up. They've not given up on you. They've not given up hope. So thankful that you're with the persecuted church this morning, O God. Guiding them through horrors and horrific things. But you're there. You've not left them alone. So thankful this morning for America. So thankful that we're free to come to church today. And I'm so thankful, O God, for every person here. I'm so thankful this morning, Father, for people in the past generations that have been praying for us, that have been praying for such a time as this. And I'm so thankful, O God, we get to pray for the next generation and people that will come along behind us. So thankful this morning for the body that you will put together here and all that gets done behind the scenes, day after day after day. I am so thankful, Father. And Lord, as we have sung this morning, we give you thanks with a grateful heart, even though it may be difficult, times may be tough. Sometimes our way gets weary. The road is difficult. If we know Jesus Christ as Lord, we've got eternity to be thankful to you for. And so, Father, help us to be thankful today, even though some are lonely, some are hurting, some are sick. Father, help us to have a thankful heart this morning. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Guide us now as we continue our worship of you, I pray. And, Lord, thank you again for the shoeboxes and everybody that had a hand in putting them together. And every little boy and girl that'll get not only these, a couple of hundred of them, but nearly 10 million that Samaritan's Purse will put together. I pray for every little boy and girl and thank you for them. Thank you that they're going to get a gift. Thank you that they're going to get the story about Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas and Jesus. Thank you, Father, for every one of them. Guide us as we continue to worship you this morning, I pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So if this is the first time you've been with us for a while, or at Thanksgiving time, here's what we do. For a little while, Pastor Richard will look for your hand that is raised. We'll start on this side this time. We started over there in the first service. And so for a little while, we will look to you for your raised hands, and he will hand this to you, and you tell us what you're thankful for, and we will praise God together. Amen? Amen. Sound like a good idea? Yeah. The more things you give thanks for, the less you have to listen to me. And so, I have a sermon, but it's not needed if we continue to give thanks, all of us, for the things that God has done to us. And so, Richard's going to be looking for your hand. And we're going to get it back and forth when we're done over here. Then he'll come over here. And each time somebody, we'll be with you in a minute. Each time somebody says, thank you, Lord, we're going to give God glory, okay?
Hi, I'm Connie. And I thank God for being with me over the last year. We've had a lot of rough times. As most people know, we lost a brother in June, and we lost a nephew in October. And So I just thank everybody from church, and I thank God for being there with me and my family. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Connie. Amen.
I'm very grateful for life.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, a niece was found out she had cancer, and a week later, she's on her deathbed. And I'm just so amazed at how fragile life is.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for every breath we get to take.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl, and I am Jim Toma's youngest daughter. And I am thankful to be here today with all of you. I've been a truck driver for 12 years, and I just hung up my trucker hat last week. Get to join the real people who get to have a normal life. And I have so many blessings every day. I have a roof over my head. I have food on my table, all my children and my other half's children and myself and my family are all healthy, and just really thankful for every blessing that God gives me every day. And I pray to God just to help everybody out there who isn't as fortunate as I am.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. He'll come over to this side, friends, when we're done over there, so he doesn't have to run back and forth.
Hello, I'm Charlie Ring, and I'm very grateful that the Lord God has given me 87 years of good life,
mm-hmm.
and that each year that goes by now, it seems to be better. I've had a number of difficult times in my life, and God has always been there to help me through it. And in particular, when I lost my first wife to cancer, God sent Linda as a blessing to me for a new wife for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have so many things to be grateful for. I've survived one major stroke where I was blind for 3 days. So the song, "Once I Was Blind, But Now I Can See," has great meaning for me. Mm-hmm. And I pray that all of the people here will have a good Thanksgiving and many good days to follow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Charlie. Amen.
We're thankful Blaine drove us safely to church today.
I'm thankful that as my kids are getting older, they're still showing a passion and a love for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, as they're little kids, that's kind of easy to get them to believe and to understand. But as they're starting to be teenagers and having their own minds and their own thoughts that are not necessarily mine anymore, it can be difficult. And so I'm just thankful every day that they're still seeking the Lord and they're hungry for what He has to say to them.
Amen.
I am very thankful that God is with me as a mom, and that in my imperfections, He is merciful and just helps me every step of the way.
Amen.
And then just thankful for this community and the people in Motley. I'm just attached to this town, and God has brought friends into my life in this small little town. So.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Amy.
Hi, my name's April, and I'm new here, and I'm thankful that I'm here.
We are too.
And I want to give thanks because I do live in health care for the elderly, and I usually take care of couples. And I get to see so much love doing that job, and I couldn't ask for anything better. Not only that, but I get paid too. So I give thanks to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Hi, I thank you. Thankful for the ability to be here, mm-hmm. For being in the United States. I was born in Canada, and it's been good to me, and I'm thankful for all the people that I've gotten to know, and the community of church and how I feel at home. Good health within my families, no one's sick, and I'm so very fortunate. God has always been with me for when I needed it, mm-hmm. and I thank him for it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Now your side gets a chance.
I just want to thank the Lord for being a loving God. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank that I'm glad that I have a mother that I can take care of. Mm-hmm. And just think that I still have my loving husband.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you.
I have to stand up. I've had a lot of health challenges this last couple of years. And with Jesus and the doctor's help, I've overcame them all. I feel great. And I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for Awana. I can't wait to get to Awana nights.
Amen.
I have a great time. I love teaching the kids. Look at the shoe boxes.
Amen.
Every one of them I look at, I know the work. There's so many things I'm thankful for. I can't wait to be here tonight. Mm-hmm. Just give thanks mm-hmm. every day for all the things we have. I mean, we're in America. You listen to the news, it's scary. Look what we have in America. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just, yes. It's just great. I am so thankful to be an American. And I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for Pastor Jim. Thankful for Pastor Richard. What would I do without these guys? I love them to pieces. Mm-hmm. I love everybody here. You're all my brothers and sisters. So.
Back in the back.
I just want to say thank you for all that I have, and thank you for my husband Jim Thoma. Because Jim Thoma is the one that got Charlie and I to come to church here and introduced me to Pastor Jim, which when I was in the hospital, I was totally lost. I didn't know what I was doing, where my life was going, or what's going on. But because of Pastor Jim coming in and having me receive the Lord as my Savior, he saved my life because my life was going totally in the wrong direction. And between him and Jim Thoma, I've been able to snap out and turn my life around and become a better Christian. And thank you for my church family and all my friends. And I love you all, and thank you for all that I have.
Amen. Thank you, Linda.
I'm thankful to be able to be sitting here with my mom today.
Amen.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, they thought she had a major stroke. And I believe because of the prayers, she's here today.
Amen.
They were amazed at the hospital when she woke up and said, "What time is it?"
Amen. God really is good, friends. Really is good.
It's funny that every Wednesday night I can stand in front of a group of kids and scream and holler and get their attention and have no problem, but then getting a microphone and talking in front of you guys, I'm totally nervous. But anyway, I am so very thankful for my husband and my children. And God is working wonderful things in our family and our lives right now. And I am so thankful for this church. We searched for quite a while after David and I got together looking for a home. And After the first time coming here, I mean, it's just, it felt like home. Even though we really didn't know anybody here, it just felt like home. And it's never changed. And we just, we love it here. And we're so thankful for everybody here. We just love Pastor Jim and Pastor Richard and everybody here. It's just a wonderful place. And we love the small groups. We love Awana and all the wonderful things that, you know, VBS, just, they're all such a blessing to us. And we're all so thankful for that. And I just, I love Kathy. I love you, Kathy.
Amen. Thank you. Right in front of you, Richard.
I got to stand up, too. Pretty much everybody here knows who I am anyway. I found out one thing. If you want to be visited by Pastor, go to the hospital. He has visited me twice in the last month. One time they didn't even know what happened to me, what was going on. They still don't. But the power of prayer is the most important thing in a life that is not feeling good or is sick. I've had two things wrong with me, and today there is absolutely nothing that I know of that's wrong with me. So I thank brothers and sisters for prayer.
Amen.
I just want to say I'm thankful for family. This Thanksgiving, we get to have Thanksgiving with my 97-year-old grandma, which we haven't done in a really long time. More families coming from out of state that I haven't seen in 20 or 25 years. And so family to me is real important, and I just want to thank God for the fact that we get to spend 97 years with my grandma, and she gets to see all of her family come together at her house for the first time in a really long time.
Amen. Every now and then at the auction sale, the auctioneer sees somebody move and he takes the wrong bid. That's what Kathy just went through. Richard thought Kathy bid and she didn't bid.
Hi, I'm Linda, and a couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of going to another healing conference where they actually teach us to minister healing the way Jesus did. We saw many miracles of healing, and I was just blessed at the very end of the conference to receive a healing myself. And what happened was, one guy that we'd been out doing street healing with, he noticed, he says, "Linda, why are you limping?" And I said, "Well, I didn't even realize I was limping." What I remembered that about 20 years ago, a chiropractor had told me that one of my legs was a little bit shorter than the other. So I thought, well, my friend was going to go up and get prayer from the leader of this conference. So we both went up, we got prayer, and I had the privilege and blessing of witnessing my own leg grow out, and I could feel it grow out. I can't describe how awesome that was. It felt like it was growing out 5 inches, but it was ended up probably being about a half an inch, and it's been awesome since then. I have been not just walking on our treadmill, but I've been jogging, and it's, you know, I just thank Jesus for being the healer and for being the exact representation of our Father's will on this earth. We're just thankful for that.
Amen. Thank you, Linda. Any more bids? Okay. Well, if you've got your Bible, we're going to continue to give thanks. If you've got your Bible, Luke 17, 11 through 19, I'm thankful for the Bible. Amen?
Amen?
And I hope that you will show gratitude to God for His Word by spending time in it. It really is our direct connection to God the Father, because it is His Word. And so the more time you spend in His Word, the more you're going to know His will. And so I hope that you have time and take time to spend time in His Word. Today, just a few minutes, we're going to spend in Luke 17, beginning at verse 11. You know this story, but let me go over it for us, because it's another story of giving thanks. Now it happened as He, that's Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. As He entered a certain village, the Bible says, there met Him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. That would be the scene for lepers, because lepers were not allowed in the city. They're always told they had to go outside the camp, and nobody really intermingled with them. And so they had heard about this Jesus. They had heard He was passing by, and they called out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when He saw them, He called back to them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. And that would be a very normal response, because if you look at the Old Testament again, you will see that each time somebody had leprosy, the only person that could pronounce him clean was the priest. So the priest would have to check their leprosy every so often. And so Jesus, knowing that and them knowing that, simply said, go show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says, and so it was that as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. And one of them, as he was en route to the priest, and one of them, when he saw all of a sudden, lo and behold, I don't have leprosy, he discovered he had been cleansed by Jesus. And the Bible says, when he saw that he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at His feet, that's Jesus, and gave Him thanks. Hallelujah. A thankful heart. And the Bible says he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said to him, were there not 10 people cleansed? And of course, we know the answer to that. Jesus knew it. He knew it. And Jesus adds to that by saying, then where are the 9? Where are the 9? Were they not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now the reason I've picked this little story this morning is because I hope that brothers and sisters, and Richard and I have just given you a chance for the last 15, 20 minutes to share some of the things that you're thankful for. I hope we're like the one. Are you hearing me this morning? There was 10 people that got the benefit of healing, and only one came back and fell prostrate at the feet of Jesus and glorified God and said, thank you, Lord. I hope we're like the one. Not just at Thanksgiving. Not just today for 20 minutes. But I hope we had an attitude, have an attitude, or develop an attitude like the one. Sherry, would you get me a little shot of water, please? You see, he could have said, yeah, but you didn't clean me a couple years ago when you walked by here, and I'd appreciate it if I'd been cleaned by that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we make excuses, even when we've been blessed by God, to go back on the negative when we should be focusing on the positive. And I know that there are things that are hard in your lives. I know that. Because I know some of your stories. But if you have been born again into the kingdom of God, you have so much to be grateful for, to be shouting hallelujahs, thank you, Lord, for my salvation. I'm not sure if I heard that again the second service or not. I think I did. I know I heard it the first service. But people are, we should be rejoicing at salvation in Jesus. Because eternity depends upon salvation in Jesus. And even though my health goes out the window or my hearing goes out the door, I have salvation in Jesus. And there's always something to be thankful for when I have Jesus. And I hope that we are like the one that comes back to the Master and says, thank you, Lord. I've been sick a long time. Thank you, beloved. I've been sick a long time. And now you've healed me. And we could say the same things. I've been lost in sin a long time. And I come to Jesus. And I might be old man now, but I come to Jesus and His grace is still available. And I'm thankful, Lord. I'm thankful You healed me. I'm thankful You saved me. And so I hope we're like the one, brothers and sisters, that have an attitude of gratitude in spite of the difficulties of the day. You know what? All we got to do is watch the news a little while and we could be unthankful. You know what I'm saying? We could be. But then we think of Jesus. And then we think, as some of you have said, of our families. Then we think of the blessings that He's given to us. Teenagers still walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. Health. Sick yesterday, but well today. Short leg yesterday, but well, but same length today. Worshiping with 90-year-old mama. Praise God, we got things to be thankful for. Even get to drive to church for the first time ever. I'm glad he chose to drive to church on his first driving experience. Praise be to God. And so I'm just simply saying, friends, I hope we're like the one. Because 9 others received the same blessing and they didn't come back and fall at his feet and say thank you. And I hope that's not us. I hope it's never us. I know I've been redeemed and I know I'm in a great place right here in safety of Motley and Pillager and Lincoln and Leader and Staples. And praise God for that. And I know I get to fellowship and worship with brothers and sisters. I hope we're not like the 9 and just take that all for granted. I hope that we don't take for granted the freedom to worship. Because people all over the globe this morning, they can't do what we're doing. North Korea, China, some parts of it. Chris Palm was with us this morning in the first service. I didn't even know she was here until she gave God glory. She just came from Tibet and back to America. Oh, what a contrast. We've got so much to be thankful for. You say, yeah, but preacher, you don't know my story. No, but God does. And He loves you. He really does. Yeah, but you don't know the physical challenges, the afflictions in my body, the afflictions in my soul, the afflictions in my family. No, I don't know them all, but God does. And I'm pretty sure we can still find something to be thankful for. I was thinking about some things this last week, and I wonder sometimes when we sit down at our table and bow our head and give thanks, we really mean it. I wonder when we do, or we just go through the motions, because you know, there's people starving to death in the world every day today. I wonder if we are really thankful for, we just going through the motions. I wonder if we're thankful for the Word of God when I read just a short time ago that There's pastors in many parts of the world. They don't even have a Bible. The pastors say nothing about their congregations. Some of them are operating on perhaps the Gospel of John or perhaps the New Testament. And I read this a while back. Some are operating on a few pages torn from somebody else's and they're passing them around. That's all they got. I wonder if we've been thankful to God lately for His Word. Oh, I love His Word. I'm so thankful I can get into it every day. I'm wondering sometimes if we take a few things just a little bit for granted when we sit here this morning in relative good health and yet our hospitals and care centers are full of folks that aren't in good health. I wonder sometimes if we take our health for granted. I get up every day and try, not Sundays, but the rest of the days and try to go for a prayer walk and walk by my neighbors' houses. Many of them are who are here today, and I pray for them, and I thank God for them. And I thank God that I can even get out and walk, because you know what? I just been with somebody yesterday. They can't walk. I wonder if we are like the one when we get up in the morning and just walk, saying, "Thank you, Lord, I can still walk." 14 years we've been receiving back our men and women out of Afghanistan and Iraq and difficult places, some of them with no legs and some of them with no arms and some of them missing skull parts and no vision and some of them with no hearing and some of them with no limbs at all. I wonder if we get up some days in the morning and say, "Thank you, God, I still got hands. I still got feet that can walk down this little old road and get a little exercise." I hope we're like the one, and I hope we don't take these things for granted. I hope that we're thankful for our health and even our limbs. And I hope that, you know what, I've been struggling a little bit with hearing. And I told you that my hearing's kind of, well, it's kind of like Elvis left the building. But when I go out for my walk, and it's not happening now because the birds have decided they want warmer parts too. But when I go out for a walk and I can hear a bird, I say, "Thank you, Lord, I can still hear a little bit. Thank you for the technology of a hearing aid that's helping this ear too a little bit." And I sit down with my beloved and we have a bite to eat, and I'm so thankful I can still eat because I get to places all the time where people have to be fed. You know what I'm saying? It just gives me a new perspective, just like the song we just sang, "Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks." Just like the one in the story. There was 10 of them, suffered the same way, and one came back and said, "Thank you, Lord. I want to be like the one. I want to be grateful every morning I get up for a good night's rest." And there's been days, plenty of them, that I don't feel the best and I don't have that much energy left. And I say, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm not sicker or worse." And I hope we've got an attitude like the one this morning, brothers and sisters, and not just at Thanksgiving time. And so I know there's people that are lonely at this Thanksgiving time and Christmas time. I know that. We're praying for you. And I know there's people that are struggling with family issues and marital issues and health issues. I know that. We're praying for you. But find something to be thankful for, because when we find something to be thankful for, I believe it'll pick us up out of the difficult days. I really do. I believe when we find those things to be thankful for, it'll pick us up out of the hurt in the mud of life. I really do. And so let me just say this Thanksgiving season and Christmas season and way beyond, I hope we're like the one that came rushing back and said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you." I hope we've got an attitude of thanks every day. And so I think if we pass the mic around, you could say a lot more things you're thankful for. I really do. But I hope you'll remember them and thank God this week. I hope you will. And I hope we'll have an attitude this season and beyond like the one that came running back and said, "Thank you, Lord." Let's bow in prayer. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for this season. Thank you. It's a time when America collectively gives thanks. And may we thank you. May we praise you, Father, our Heavenly Father, at whose hand we have received the greatest of blessings, the most bountiful of harvests, at whose hand and whose grace we have received salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. May we be thankful to you, Heavenly Father, for America and the freedoms that we enjoy, for churches, for shelters and clothing, for families and food. May we be thankful to you, Heavenly Father, for heaven, that place that you have prepared without sin, without death, without tears. May we be thankful for the hope of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, Father, this week, as we even gather again tonight to hear Pastor Jim share, may today and tomorrow and the next day and the next and Thanksgiving Day and beyond, we be like the one who came rushing back having seen, "I've been cleansed from leprosy," and give you thanks and glory. May we do that for everything in our lives. As someone said in the earlier service, even the difficulties that produce faith and patience, that produce endurance and just helps us to be more Christ-like. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Dismiss us now, Father, into the week, into the day, with your guiding hand, your Spirit's leading and presence, and help us to be thankful. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.